This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joined now by Brett Tomko, former pitcher, 14 years, played for a lot of teams, quality pitcher for sure, and he's got a podcast, Believe in the Dodger Dudes, on the Believe Podcast Network. Brett's been with us before, and he's back. Brett, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Let's start with the team that you know most in terms of, you know, what you cover day-to-day to the Dodgers. This came up on the show the other day where you look at the contracts here, Brett. You look at the age of a few players, certainly Turner. Kershaw is still terrific, even if he's not quite Kershaw. Now, there's a notion that the Dodgers need to win it this year or they just won't get another shot with this roster. You co-sign that? Does that sound right to you?
Yeah. I don't know about that. I mean, you talk about Turner, you talk about some of the guys that are aging a little bit, but, you know, they're in their mid-30s, and to me, that's kind of when guys are in their primes in the baseball world. You know, I think they're set up. They've been set up to win the last couple years. A shortened season, I think it's really anybody's ballgame. I think you may see teams that weren't, you know, traditionally like contenders that may have a chance to sneak into the playoffs. Because you look at, like, Washington last year. Washington last year at the 60-game mark was one of the worst teams in baseball.
Yep.
So, you know, it's not a marathon anymore. Baseball season's a marathon. It's a grind. But now it's a sprint. So you're going to see whoever starts out hot, it's basically like you're starting the season in August. So
yeah. You
got about 60 days or 71 days to kind of – lock it in and get going. So I think you're going to see a lot of different things. But I think the Dodgers are set up like they have been the last few years. You know, I don't think their pitching is, you know, David Price, you know, kind of opting out and saying, hey, I'm concerned with the COVID and my family. I think it hurts them a little bit because I think it weakens their staff, you know, in the fourth and fifth spot. But, you know, they're still a strong team. They're as strong as anybody in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and Brett, David Price opting out, and this is more of a long-term question to what BT also asked. David Price opting out, he's still got a couple years left on his deal. Mookie Betts, though, is not opting out, but he's a free agent next year. This shortened season, who knows what, you know, the success is of this Dodgers team. What's the likely repercussion of him not being able to spend an entire season, probably without fans in the stadium as well? What's the likelihood of him being there for any length of time?
I think it helps them out that the season's going to get underway. I think if the season would have got canceled and he never got to play a game in a Dodger uniform besides spring training,
yeah,
I think there would have been a bigger question mark. I talked to Dave Roberts and friends. You know, he knows Mookie loves it in L.A., and so he was still optimistic if the season got canceled that they may be able to re-sign it. But I think if he gets a taste of it and they do well and they're contenders, it might be enough to have him, you know, think about, hey, let's do this next year. We're still young enough. We still have enough firepower that we're going to contend, you know, over, you know, the next 4 or 5 years. And I think it's a positive situation for him. If the season would have got canceled, I think it's a coin flip.
Yeah. Brett, let me ask you, you know, I mentioned not having fans in the stadium, and we've watched a couple of these Mets and Yankees games, and it's like crickets, man. It's weirdly disconcerting, right? You watch other sports like NASCAR or soccer, like you don't really notice it, but baseball is such, it's a slower sport, so you kind of gotta pan, hey, this is the atmosphere that we're in, it's a beautiful day at this ballpark and guys are playing, and but there's nobody there. It just looks really odd. How's that going to affect the players?
The funny thing is like, you know, I was making a comment to somebody, and I was saying, you know, I wonder if they're going to play like music and stuff like that. But they're going to do like crowd noise, and I just saw somewhere on TV yesterday that there's going to be an app that the fans at home can try to, like, you know, whether they should cheer or boo, and it's like an interactive thing for some of the stadiums, so you can still watch the game and try to chime in to have something happen at the stadium. The weird thing is like a spring training, it's kind of an ongoing joke that in spring training, when you don't pitch in like the big league stadium and you go to the backfields and you're facing the Double A team and there's, you know, two people in the stands watching, we would go down there as like veteran major leaguers and just get it handed to us, because the intensity and, you know, the competition, you feed off the fans, you feed off the energy. And it was a different story in spring training. And we, you know, I've had a couple guys in the podcast and they're like, I don't know how it's going to work. Like, you don't have that just atmosphere of, you know, kind of life or death on the line if you get a hit or not. So I think it's going to be really strange. The cutouts in the stands, they make me laugh. I've actually contacted a few of my former teams. Like, how much does it cost me to get right behind home plate?
It was about $100, right?
Yeah. I don't know about home. Like, I don't know about right directly behind home plate. I think some of them, you know, the Royals sent me a thing saying for $40, we'll put it. I'm like, dude, I want to be behind. Like, every time I watch a game, I want to see my mug right behind home plate. So
yeah,
I think
yeah.
It's going to be interesting. I don't know. It's just going to be weird. It's going to take it back to almost like you're playing in college and there's not that many people there. And it's just like an exaggerated wiffle ball game almost.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, abnormal circumstances for sure. And we're talking to Brett Tomko, former big league pitcher, and he's got the Believe Dodgers podcast with us here on Tiki and Tierney. One thing that could be normal is anger toward the breakage of rules, shall we say. Now, I know that players police themselves a little differently than they used to, from Ty Cobb to Pete Rose and a bunch of guys in between, and Clemens as well, and some other Pedro would throw at your head for sure. But what do you think happens to the Altuves and the Bregmans? Any residue the first week of the season from the digital scandal?
You know what? I was wondering this a couple days ago, that if, you know, considering the whole coronavirus and you know, the season kind of being shortened, if that's going to, like, dampen the blow to the Astros a little bit. The fact that the more important thing is they're getting on the field and they're playing, and, you know, it gives, you know, the, you know, America something to watch and get excited for, that if people are going to kind of just push that aside and say, hey, there's bigger things to worry about, or if there's still going to be animosity amongst the players and saying, hey, you guys cheated, that's not fair, and I'm going to stick one in your ribcage. Like, you know, you never know. It's kind of, I think it's going to be up to each individual player if people are still bitter about it, mm-hmm. and feel like, you know, they want to take matters into their own hands and you know, buzz the tower and flip a guy here and there. But, you know, I think it's kind of going to get washed under a little bit, because I think the fact that what is going on in the U.S. and there's just more important things to think about than what just happened the last couple of years.
Yeah. Plus, they'd rather have Rob Manfred up there they could buzz because of the handling of the offseason.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I was just sitting when this whole negotiation was going on, and Tony Clark, you know, we were texting back and forth, and he represents the players, and it was just crazy. Like, you know, can't we just get on the same page and make this happen, you know, so we can get out there? And because I was part of 9/11 when everything happened, and we get back on the field, and, you know, the pride that the players had to get out there, and it's only for a brief moment, it's the entertainment of baseball, but I thought it was a big thing for the U.S. and the people of America to kind of have something to do, to just to take their mind off of, you know, the magnitude of what is going on right now.
Yeah.
You know, and just for a moment, for 2 hours or 3 hours, sometimes in baseball 4.5 hours, that they can just kind of just, you know, forget of what's going on and you know, not think about what big things are happening, and just kind of have fun and maybe sit with their kids and watch a baseball game.
Brett, we only have about a minute, but I want to throw this by you here. It's not specific to the season, but are you a golf fan? You watch golf at all?
Yeah, I watch golf. I try to play golf.
I got you. Yeah, we all do. So you're well aware of what DeChambeau's doing, testing the limits of the body here. His ball speed is up to 191, and he routinely carries the ball 340, 350, and sometimes, you know, hits it 400 yards, get a good bounce. I set all that up because, you know, there's been thoughts, and we've seen so many surgical procedures for the elbow and the shoulder. As a former pitcher, what do you is there a physical limit as to how hard, you know, whether it's 5 or 10 years, somebody can throw a baseball? Could, like, do you believe that a pitcher could push it kind of like a golfer pushed it off the tee, like DeChambeau, velocity?
I think so. I think it all comes down to, I mean, I think a lot has to do with genetics. I think the stress on a pitcher's arm is, I think, a lot different than a golfer's swing, because yep, the whole body, it's the whole body's connected. But throwing is an unnatural motion, and you're putting stress on little tiny ligaments that if you haven't strengthened enough around it, that you're going to damage it. And you can strengthen a ton, and if you're just not genetically set up to put that strain on it, it's going to tear no matter what.
Yep.
So I think there's definitely a ceiling, but can you push it a little bit? Absolutely. You know, my velocity jumped a little bit, you know, from year to year. Once I got into my 30s, I threw harder at 35 than I did at 25, just because I physically matured and learned how to use my body. And, you know, you start knowing your mechanics a little bit better. But I definitely think there's a ceiling. You can't just push it as hard as you want to push it, because at some point, you know, it's like a rubber band. You stretch it far enough, it's going to snap.
Yeah, but the way you laid it out, it seems as if you think, you know, within a decade, somebody can sniff 110. Chapman's already hit 105.
Yeah, I mean, and you got to realize the guns, they changed to a universal, like, system. So velocities have gone up. Just there's some older guys, I was reading something, some older guys like Verlander and those guys, their velocity has increased, you know, a couple miles an hour. And, you know, I think it has to do, everyone's velocity has increased a little bit. The guys that were consistently for 10 years have bumped up a little bit, and it's, I don't think it's because of they've changed their workouts. I just think the guns are skewed a little bit different.
Got it.
The guys back in the 90s that were throwing 96, I bet you they're throwing 98, 99.
Yeah. Okay.
But I read a lot about, like, the guns and what they put in every, because it's all universal in every stadium now, the same system.
Okay. All right. Cool. Listen, looking forward to a little red, white, and blue bunting, a little baseball. Can't wait. Good to have you back on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I appreciate it, guys. You guys stay safe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.